What's up, guys? It's me. It's me. It is the OG Fig Kid coming to you back with his tag team partner, reunited at last, the hottest hot tag partner in the business. It's this guy. Yeah, that guy, Mike Belcaster.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Fig Guys, Tom. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everybody in the chat. How are you doing this beautiful, beautiful week?
I am well, buddy. I'm glad to have you back. How are you doing?
Better than I was last week. Better than we both were last week.
I know. I mean, my week, I'm not really any better than last week, but things are still crazy here. But a big shout out to our buddy Nick Storm for stepping in last minute impromptu Fig Guys After Dark. Figured we'd go live late and get it done so you could have the week free to take care of everything you needed. And it just worked out well. So thank you, Nick. Always welcome here. Great episode. He's always fun. He's so good. His insight is like second to none with these figures.
Hell yeah.
I could have Nick Storm on all the time and talk figures. Guys, make sure you're giving him a follow. Nick Storm Review everywhere.
Everywhere.
But thank you to him again. Mike, I'm glad to be back with you. Why don't we tell the people where they could follow us?
Oh, yeah, guys. You know the drill. You guys head on over to thefigguys.com for all of your Fig Guy needs. You can find all of our socials there. You can find all of our awesome store codes and everything in between. You know the drill, man. Thefigguys.com, your one-stop destination for all things Fig Guys.
That's it. And also, you could listen to us as a podcast as well. So if you want to hear this again tomorrow on your way to work, when you're at work, whenever, just go to Apple Podcast, go to Spotify, just search of Fig Guys and we'll come up. We're on every podcast platform. What are you waiting for? Leave us a review there too. Like, we got to announce some new contests. I know we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, we definitely need to get one out
YouTube
there.
YouTube contests, and we need to, like, you know, after my crazy week, I want to start diving back into reels. I haven't even had time to do reels. So, and I don't think my week's going to be any better this week. We'll see. If I stay up late tonight, I could just knock a bunch of reels out. But
teamwork, guys, makes the dream work, man. That's what we're here for.
Great. Thank you all for the support. All who tuned in last week, all who listened last week. Again, if you could leave us a review, a 5-star review, a comment, it all helps. So if you could just take a few seconds out of your day, if you enjoy the show, we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thank you. And again, eventually I keep asking Mike to make some magnets and buttons, and then I forget as soon as we get out of here to remind him. We're going to get on.
We're very ambitious while we record.
Yeah.
The moment we're done, we worry about getting everything up for the show, getting up our reels, getting our podcasts ready to roll. We forget about everything.
We're going to get some new stickers. We're going to get some reel. We're going to get some magnets made, and we're going to start giving this stuff away to you guys.
Yes.
Just to show you a little appreciation for all of your support. But we have a good show planned today, Mike, don't we?
Man, we got a packed show for you. I love it's the time of year the news kind of slows down, so we get more time to open up toys and talk about toys.
Yeah, until Thursday.
I'm okay with.
Yeah. Our last bit of Mattel WWE news will be coming in this Thursday, but we'll talk more about that when we get into the news. But I think it's going to be a fun Thursday for anybody who's around to check it out. Joey Buds live. What's up?
We got Poppin'. Great group of people in there. We got the Big Freak. We got
Smith. Cole. What's up, Cole? Tyson. All the regs and then some. So keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. Let's make the Fig Guys grow. It's been a great first year as the Fig Guys. However, you know, we're just moving on. I think this is our 26th episode of this iteration of the show.
We're flying. So
that's half a year today already. Half a year.
Crazy. So, goes by quick.
Episode. We just keep going. And then, you know what? We have Christmas coming up, and we'll have some bonus episodes for you that week, because I don't think we'll be going live on Christmas Eve. I know I won't.
No,
I
got definitely family. But we'll have fun with it. We'll make something good for you guys.
We'll stream you guys something. Not worry. I had an idea originally, but I don't know if we're gonna have time to complete it yet now because it's so late. But we'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll get some of our friends involved. We'll do something. We got some figure of the year episodes. We'll get some interviews out there for you. Stay tuned to our social media and you'll find out as soon as we do.
Yeah.
So, jump into some figure news.
I'm always ready for some figure news, man.
Joey Buds. Joey Buds in the chat. Christmas special, like an 80s Christmas cartoon. I love it. I love it. We're going to be like Alvin and the Chipmunks and
Kiss,
Rudolph.
Kiss
and
comes the Fig Night.
That's it. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think my favorite as a kid was the Chipmunks when Alvin got the harmonica. Did you ever see that one?
Of course.
Yeah, I love that one.
That was my favorite thing about the holidays when I was a kid was all the cartoons, all the specials. Yeah. They don't do enough of it anymore.
No, I really feel like they don't. Like, my wife goes crazy because she still loves to watch the Snoopy specials, and they're not on TV anymore. Like, you have to watch them on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus or something. It's like,
it's crazy. On. At least Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is finally coming back to network television after, like, 50 years or something, or 20 years. I don't remember. I don't know the time-wise, but I love watching Rudolph.
It's been gone.
It's been, I guess they haven't played it on TV in a while.
I haven't seen the Pac-Man Man in forever, Joey Buds. I need to see that one.
Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
Waka 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 Waka.
Who knew Pac-Man was a Fozzie Bear fan?
Hey.
Pac-Man.
Nothing wrong with a little Fozzie.
Like, why don't you tell the people what the news is brought to them by?
Oh my goodness. You guys know the drill, man. If you are ready to rise up with the Fig Guys, head on over to Rise Superfoods. That's RYZE Superfoods. You guys can pick up some awesome mushroom based coffee with adaptogenic mushrooms. And there's plenty of stuff in there. See, I'm rocking and rolling, but it's got such a beneficial boost to your everyday routine. I'm telling you, my head's straight. I think clear. I feel better. I feel thinner. I'm looking thinner. I look great. I'm rocking and rolling, man. Such a great, great extra boost of the day, man. It'll get you going. Keep your mind steady. Keep your blood flowing. It's the best.
It is the best.
Yeah. So I can't go without it anymore.
I can't either. I drink it every day. So, and without it, I'm lost. I need it.
100%.
I wake up in the morning. First thing I do, boom, make that mushroom coffee. Put a little Jeet in it and I'm good to go.
Makes your whole day 10 times better. Telling you,
it wakes me up. I'm focused. I'm sharp. I'm so sharp. I'm ready to do the news.
That's what I like to hear, man. RiseSuperfoods.com. You know the drill. Head on over to thefigguys.com. You can get yourself a little click the link, take you right there. We'll save you some bucks. That's what we have to do.
Absolutely.
But all right. Enough about coffee, enough about Rise Superfood. Let's get into the news, man. We got KWK? This is not. This is Asylum All-Stars rocking and rolling with these beautiful, beautiful Series 2 updates, man. We got a hell of a line here. These look awesome. But we've got all Series 2 molds are complete. Painted production samples have been made. Some paint details still have to be completed. They're waiting on soft goods production, but these are rock and roll. And this set features Paul Orndorff, Black Tiger, Eddie Guerrero, Tanaka, and Sergeant Slaughter.
Tatanka, you know his name.
You say Tanaka. I don't know why.
Are you from the 70s and a Professor Tanaka fan?
Yes.
With Mr. Fuji, I would love it.
It's a rib. I'm just ribbing Tatanka.
All right, let's get it back to the top. Like, I found the right slide for the first one.
There we go. Rock and roll. Check this bad boy out. Collect Major. We have 11 more days to help support the one and only Chris Bay by ordering his very first action figure from collectmajor.com. Head on over for a good cause. 100% of the profits go to Chris Bay. If you want to support him, you want to help him out in this tough time of need, you know the drill, man. Collectmajor.com. Absolutely. Get yourself this awesome TNA-themed Major Bendy.
Yeah, you got to figure it. He gets the benefits of it. It's a win-win for everybody. It's
only place to get it, too.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but his first figure, it looks really cool. Like I said, the Bendys have come so far from Major Pod guys. They're so like real action figures. They really are.
Awesome-looking gear, too. Really digging it. It is a hell of a Bendy.
I mean, I think they need to get this guy to be in AEW and be part of Swerve Stable.
Ooh. Not the Hurt Syndicate?
Oh, God, no.
I do enjoy AEW's Hurt Syndicate more than WWE's, what was it called?
Yeah, the Hurt Business.
The Hurt Business.
Yeah.
Syndicate sounds better than business.
It just sounds like, hey, what can we use instead of business name today?
Business is picking up, Daddy.
And to see Shelton Benjamin shine, he's making more money, I just read today, than he ever did in WWE. The guaranteed contracts that those guys got, good for them.
He's wrestling more, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least it feels like he is.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. He's wrestling better quality matches. We'll go with that. Yeah.
He's getting to show off what he is. And then again, I said it before, and I'll say it again. It's the beauty of having two companies.
Yeah.
you know, what you don't see in one guy in one company, maybe the other company lets them shine. And like, listen, you can't be mad at somebody because you don't see something in someone. But like, when there's two companies, you have a better shot of shining. So
yeah, and Shelton Benjamin shines, man.
Oh, he's so
well,
he's
well deserved overdue push for that guy. That guy needs to go to the moon, bring some moon cheese back. And Bobby Lashley, there's moon cheese, isn't there? Isn't that what the kids used to say? I don't know. But anyway, I love Shelton Benjamin. Yeah. Speaking of AEW, Tom, you're going to be at
AEW
this weekend. Oh,
Saturday night, I'll be at Full Gear in the fourth row with my buddy Matt from the Extra Cooler Show. So you can look for us. Hopefully, maybe you'll see us on TV. I haven't decided what I'll wear yet, but I usually like to wear, when I go to WWE shows, I like to wear AEW clothes. And when I go to AEW clothes, I like to wear WWE clothes. I don't know why, but that's just how I do it. So
you're going to be in Full Gear at Full Gear.
I might wear my CM Punk hoodie.
Ooh.
So you never know. Okay.
Best in the world. We love it.
This past year, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you. It should be a good show.
Stick with the Collect Major, Mike.
Stick with Collect Major. Talking, I mean, this is as major as a Collect Major gets. We got the Road Warriors, Big Rubber guys, should be shipping this week.
Yeah, they're in.
Beautiful picture, man. Oh. They look great. I'm super excited for them.
These look amazing. I think this is in Brian Myers' room. I cannot wait to get these in hand. I cannot wait. These are probably the most anticipated set of Big Rubber guys I've had yet. Like, I would have, like, if you could have said to me before they announced Big Rubber guys, if we could only do two, who do you want? I think I would have picked Hawk and Animal to get them in this form. And now we're getting this along with a Road Warriors from Big Bad Toy Store. Oh,
yeah.
Best line in wrestling.
And zombies coming soon too. It's crazy.
Zombies look amazing too. Like, I want all, but listen, back in the day, we did a whole tribute to the Road Warrior show.
Yeah.
And now there's so many more toys. They're so toyetic. I'm really contemplating, you know, I have two Piper shelves and two Macho shelves in my collection. I'm contemplating a Road Warrior shelf, a CM Punk shelf, and maybe a Hogan shelf. But
I think
I gotta put the Road Warriors on top because I just love their figures. I love the Road Warriors. What a rush.
Dude, they look awesome. I'm excited for these. Can't wait for you to get them.
Amazing.
I know they're for sure on the list, and we gotta make sure they pass that smell test there.
They will. I cannot wait to get a sniff of these.
It's gonna be a rush.
A sniff.
Oh, what a rush.
Also
super awesome. Yes. Ooh, KW. Yeah, one
more, and we have another.
We're all over the place. We're rocking, we're rolling, but other collect major news, Ethan Page and Matt Hardy should be arriving in just a couple of weeks or so, and then those orders will be shipping out ASAP. Can't wait for those either.
I can't wait for those. Matt Hardy and Ethan Page, one of my favorite guys in wrestling today.
So crazy.
I want to see more current day guys in a Big Rubber guy line. I know people get mad at me for saying that. I don't care. Give me them all. I don't care.
I'm with you, man. I like the mix up. It's good to see variety. Too. Yeah.
I absolutely love the mix. Like, it just makes it more fun. I mean, I would love the Outriders.
So cool, man.
Figbolt in the chat. What's up, Figbolt?
What up, brother? Super cool, though. Super, super awesome. Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got next? Oh, yeah. These look amazing. The KWK Kayfabe Heroes Los Conquistadores. Variant A, love the gold capes. Those are a very nice touch. But the metallic came out so good. These are in stock. ShopKWK.com. They look amazing. Super, super awesome, man. Pick them up. There's Variant A and Variant B. They rock and roll, man. These look so cool.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, love the metallic on them. They're very, very shiny. Yeah. As they should be.
Yeah, I don't know how. Okay, and here we are again back at the end of the we talked about this already, so
yeah, they look great though. Eddie Guerrero looks fantastic, super pumped for those.
Yeah, I gotta see. Okay, Mike, I guess it's time for
the ringside. We do, yeah, we'll get to that in the ringside roundup, man. Let's do it.
If I can find the here we go. Yeah. Guys, the Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Head on over to WrestlingFigures.com today. Use code FIGGUYS at checkout and save yourself 10%. So when you're done listening to us talk about all these figures, go place yourself an order.
Yeah.
And if it's $100 and you put in a code FIGGUYS, guess what? You just save $10 on Mike and I. And again, there's no better place to shop. They're going to have everything you're looking for, except for the Monday Night Wars, which apparently nobody gets them. Not even Walmart, who's supposed to have.
they're missing. They're just MIA.
Yeah, I went to Walmart again today. Nope. No Monday Night Wars. No, nothing new. Same old.
I still haven't even found the latest Superstars series, which I'm heartbroken about.
Oh, I found another Big Boss Man the other day to replace.
That was it. See? Yeah, they said I found Rey Mysterio. That was the last one a while ago. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I found the Big Boss Man again, which I needed because remember my nightstick was missing when I opened it on here. All the accessories were gone.
You definitely need the nightstick.
Yeah, so I got another one. So if anybody wants Big Boss Man without a nightstick, hit me up.
Hey, you never know. There's a market for everything.
No, I don't need one without the nightstick, so it's
totally understandable. But guys, it's the Ringside Roundup. Awesome week for Ringside, man, because the doom is glooming for Black Friday. But before Black Friday happens, Ringside Collectible wants to be thankful for you. They have an awesome Thanksgiving sale going on. Obviously, Gobbledygooker is excited. Obviously, LA Knight is excited.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up all your loose ends before the Black Friday sale, or you know, scope out what you're gonna be pre-ordering, what you're gonna be buying, what you're gonna be doing, because Ringside's always hooking it up, man. I think this is like the second sale in the last like 3 weeks. They're popping.
I will warn you guys, have your lists ready, because if there's something you really want with these sales, they're gonna go fast. So
yeah.
I mean, I have my list ready. I know I'm going in. My wife is ordering me a bunch of stuff for Christmas. I told her what I want. That's how we get caught up around here, because there's like it's so hard to keep up with it all year long.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. It's just amazing.
But use code FIGGUYS, save yourself 10%. You know the drill, but you pick up all the good stuff, man. And not only that, but there's going to be even more to pick up come next week, because this Thursday, live on YouTube, man, they're rock and rolling. We got Ringside Fest 2024. I'm super bummed for this. All the latest Mattel reveals coming to you straight from the source, Ringside Collectibles. I'm excited to see what's going to be popping off.
Tom Breaker and Liv Morgan will be there. Like it's going to be. They've done this every year. Last year we found out about the Usos Ultimate. Wasn't that last year? So definitely stay tuned. Pay attention. We're going to see a bunch of new reveals. Maybe hopefully some new legends, which is what we all are here for. Like I'm here for the legends.
Definitely some pre-orders. I'm assuming.
More CM Punk pre-orders. Just what my wallet needs.
Just what the wallet needs.
So.
Maybe even Larry. You never know.
Oh, my gosh. One of the top merch sellers in a company.
I was just about to say. One of the
Instagram story with the wad of cash.
Dollar bills, y'all. Larry, I heard he's the new top dollar.
He's the new top dollar. All right.
Congratulations, Larry. Next. You deserved it. Oh, yeah. Check this out. We got WWE new in stock. Top picks 2025. Obviously, you're looking at it right there. Amazing Seth Rollins, by the way.
Yeah.
One of my favorite ones I think they've came out with. That coat is absolutely stunning.
You pick it up?
I probably will pick it up.
Yeah.
This is cool. I dig it. Yeet. All Yeet wrestling is in the ring. Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. I mean, obviously, you got to pick them up. They're so good. Roman's great. Jey's great. Seth's great. Grab them while you can, man. And also, brand new in stock is the awesome Jerry Lynn and Nigel McGuinness two-pack from the Ring of Honor Jazzwares Vault, making its way over to Ringside Collectibles. These look amazing. The pictures I've been seeing online with Jerry Lynn
are
stunning. Phenomenal, man. It's so super good.
Cool. I'm going to have to pick up this set as well. I'm waiting to see if Jazzwares does any kind of a Black Friday sale for the Vault. I bet they will.
Yeah, never say never. But the Nigel McGuinness looks great. Obviously, you got the soft goods coat. The Jerry Lynn looks phenomenal. An awesome two-pack for anybody's collection. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And we got the best-looking Takeshita. I mean, this is so great. But the Alpha Takeshita Ringside Collectibles exclusive, it's in stock, man. Shipping now.
Right now. It's shipping. So if you ordered yours, you might have already gotten your tracking information.
Yeah. So this is a must-have for the collection. Awesome soft jacket. Amazing gear. way better than the actual release in the series, I think.
Well, if you can find that, that's a chase, so it's not very easy to find.
I mean, this the colors on this one are much better. I dig it.
It's
I love
like Nick Storm. It's exactly what Nick Storm said last week.
I'm telling you, we got good taste, man. but super, super awesome. Can't wait to get this into the collection. And last but oh yes, this bad boy.
Hold on, this is what we were looking for.
Ooh, timeless. Tony Storm is in stock. Chin up. Pre-order, or well, not pre-order, chin up, go buy it, and watch out for the shoe. She's ready to roll. This looks phenomenal, man. The pictures ringside posted.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get her into the collection, man. Simply timeless, as she...
Absolutely. And guys, this is just breaking. This just got in today, because originally I had this in the coming soon, and then John texted me and said it's in stock, so...
Yeah.
Great figure. Another one, potential Must figure. Get,
man. 100%, so man. We got a lot of great figures this year.
Really do. I still think my favorite is, I think I'll save it. I don't think I'm going to give it away right now.
We're spoiled. We'll just put it at that.
I want to know what your favorite figures of the year are. Mike, I'm going to need you. We're going to have to do like a photo shoot of our top contenders for figure of the year. Ooh. And then we can do like a top seven countdown and put one up a day. Number seven.
I like it. Good idea. Very good idea.
And also coming in very soon, it is the Ultimate Edition CM Punk Money in the Bank, amazing figure. Look how good this looks.
Yes, so
good. I ordered a couple of them. I think I might have ordered three of these. So maybe we'll give
amazing,
one away.
Amazing, man. Yeah, listen, I am a huge CM Punk guy. Obviously, yeah. Nothing is more definitive than this CM Punk, because this happened right down the street at the Allstate Arena. Money in the Bank. Super pumped for it, man. An amazing figure, amazing talent. Can't wait to get this in the collection. Going to be coming very, very soon.
I can't wait to get this one into my collection. Feels like Mattel is really moving lately with their figures, doesn't it? Like
everything. I mean, it's just been nonstop.
Look at Jasper's already getting Timeless Tony Storm.
Yeah, release after release after release. It's insane.
Yeah. Jay White, how fast we got a Jay White. Osprey's about to hit.
Yeah. Exciting.
Things are moving. It's a great time to be a wrestling figure.
Always. Fan.
Absolutely. It's a great time to have a new job as well. So.
And also, are these in stock or are these coming soon? But the AEW U2s.
Those are in stock as well.
In stock as well. Look at that, man. You could pick up Tiny Timeless Tony Storm. there's so much to choose from. But you got MJF, Orange Cassidy, Chris Jericho, and of course, Tony Storm. The U2s. Those look cool. I like them better than the Pops.
Oh, they're definitely better than Pops. Just like the major players. Did you see the finished painted one of Cardona?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It looked really good.
That's cool.
I got off last week with Nick Storm here, but I'll have to find a picture to send it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the Danhausen. I'm going to need the Macho Man, I think. They look really good. They look really, really
good. Oh, you're talking about the Kleck Major ones. Yes. Those look amazing. Super, super cool. So,
like, it's nice to see people actually trying to develop a new product instead of like I love the big rubber guys. People who loved Hasbro's love the retros, but new stuff is also cool. So I love that we're getting new types of figures. And
absolutely.
So that's really cool.
Mike, I'm a sucker for little figures too.
We are going to jump right to Unbox With Us because we have something special to unbox today.
We got something special and a lot of...
let's show what we got.
Oh yeah.
All right. So I cut myself off that time. go through everything we got and then we'll leave for the main event for last.
I love it. I'm here for it.
So I'll show you what I got this week. I got a couple little things.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
All right. Well, the first thing I got was an email from Amazon.
Ooh.
I sent you a picture of it already. So you
know.
Seth Rollins Ultimate Edition Fan Takeover. And my ring light is like going right on the screen. How do I get
he's
it?
He's hot. Red? He's spicy. He's freaking Rollins.
How is that? Look how good it looks. Look at those scans.
It's crazy.
Some of the best Seth scans I've seen. Like really nice. And scans. Look at the robe. Look at all the accessories.
You could definitely use those heart glasses on a Sherry Martel figure if you're taking some fig photography for Shawn Michaels.
Or even an Elton John figure if you have an Elton John.
Hey, there's that too.
Yeah, so, but no, really, really awesome. Look at the side of the box. Really cool.
So clean looking. Love the goofy hands, too. Like, so, such an iconic.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
Attire. Great attire overall.
Figure. Very good Seth Rollins. They've been crushing the Seth Rollins figures.
Yeah.
You want to go? You want me to show what else I got?
You keep going. We'll rock with you, and then we'll wiggle into me.
Okay, so ringside order this week. I ordered two figures, and number one is the first Bray Wyatt back.
Nice.
Since his untimely passing last year. That was
such a great figure.
A great figure.
Love the pants on him, too. Nice little change up. It's not like that dark green or that brown. It's a light color. It looks good.
And my camera's actually picking them up. I think it's because I put the light where I put it. It's actually only making green disappear today, which is a bonus. But look how good.
Big bonus. Yeah. This looks great, though. Super good. Looks great.
Absolutely love this figure. And along with this, I can't just order one figure because I refuse to pay shipping for one figure. I had to get this. This was actually the main reason for the order. I needed the Cope figure, the first Adam Copeland figure ever. Like, you have Edge, but do you have Adam Copeland? Look at that scan.
Yeah, it's one of the best figures
ever.
Ever, especially of his. I mean, it's been hard to kind of capture that face. And Jasper did such a killer job at it, man.
Like, this is under a year. Like,
crazy.
Like, when did he debut? Wasn't it last November?
I believe so.
When was WrestleDream?
WrestleDream was
okay.
Was it October.
Okay, it says this is from 10/10. So October 10th in Missouri.
That's crazy.
So that's crazy how fast they got it to us. But a great, great figure.
Yeah,
I love it. Like, I think the light. I think I might have been onto something with where I put the light, Mike, because I'm not seeing any bleeding through.
I'm digging it.
So cool.
Yeah, good stuff.
I love this figure. Absolute. Must get if you're an Adam Copeland, Edge fan, AEW fan. Get it today.
Get it. Yeah. Right.
What do you show us what you got?
Oh, man, I got a lot. Well, thanks to you, I got even more.
You got thanks to me.
Thanks to you. But you were talking about it, but we'll just throw it off a little bit. I'll get some photos up this week. We got Switchblade. You can see him peeking in through there. He's ready. He's rocking. So amazing packages, too.
How good did he look, too? Did you see the figure? You know he slides out. Did you slide it out yet?
Let's do it. I haven't even busted the tape on it because I've been so wildly busy.
That tape.
Oh, yeah.
I love how they did that.
Dude, the sleeve is so awesome. Love the back of it, too. But this is just great figure. Looking amazing. Can't wait to bust him out of the package, show him some love, but amazing. Absolute great job, Jazzwares. Super, super great.
Another real top figure of the year for sure.
Yeah, and another top figure of the year for sure was, ooh, yeah, it's the Black Machismo. Yeah, G Lethal. This is so good, man. Can't wait to pop him open either.
I warn you what I think I warned on the show last week. His glasses are attached with the plastic thing on the back of his head.
Yeah.
Take it off because you ain't getting the glasses back on.
I got some tricks.
All right.
Got some tricks for the trade. But on top of that, not only did Tom Montelto deliver, which was great. It's always a good day when Tom Montelto delivers. But Walmart, I mean, I thought these were long gone. I thought these were lost. But we got a little bit of the Latino heat. This beautiful Eddie Guerrero. I can't wait to pop this bad boy open. I kept the lowrider out. Obviously, you can see I moved my wrestling display for a little holiday spirit, but no doubt I kept the lowrider out for some Eddie Guerrero photos. Awesome. Super, super pumped. And then on top of it, even more pumped. And I got Mrs. Foley's baby boy, Mick Foley. So good, man. This looks amazing. Can't wait to bust him open.
Great. I absolutely love it.
So, and everything, too. I feel like I got to do the little zoom trick here, the focus, but...
Look, I see myself in the box. That's crazy. You do.
Look at that. It looks so good, man. I can't wait to bust out this Mick Foley.
Such a great figure.
I might have to bust out my real scale Hell in the Cell.
Ooh, I love it.
I think I am thinking what you think I think you're thinking. I'm not even done yet. We're still going. Oh,
God, I love it. Mike's got a big week over there.
It was fine. It's been a while. Coming back strong, man. Better than Mike Tyson did.
But, dude, I watched a whole Instagram video or TikTok video on a Tyson thing where they showed him rehearsing.
Oh, he was definitely. It was still,
he laid off. He could have knocked him out.
He would have killed him. That's the thing. Yeah. He hyped it up too much.
But
as they should.
Those rehearsals, him practicing, there were shots in that fight where Logan Paul was wide open and he didn't go after it.
There was a lot of moments where he was flinching too. Like he was scared for his life.
Who, Logan? I mean,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. Jake Paul.
Yeah.
He was scared.
Yeah.
Tyson could have.
I'm scared. Rumors are having it that there was an agreement he wouldn't knock him out. So,
I get it.
$1 million if they said I cannot knock him out. Fine, I'll get in there with him.
I'll take $20 million to show my ass on TV and take a couple jabs to the face. Hell yeah.
That's it. But absolutely.
On top of that, we went a little extreme this week because we also got this awesome Matt and Jeff Hardy 2-pack from Amazon. Can't wait to open them. I know there's some staining issues on the Jeff. I'm not worried about it though, because my paint apps came out. Look at Jeff's face. It's perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. Oh. No paint problems there.
Yeah, I showed vinyl last week, and to me, this piece is perfect for displaying in a box just like that.
It really is.
It really is, and it's also like perfect to get autographed.
Yeah, like, that too.
If there was ever a perfect piece to get signed, this has got to be it.
Well, you got a lot of space on the card for it to be signed and stuff like that. Like it looks great. I'm a big fan. I'm
already got mine on display.
It's so good.
I put it up right next to my Briscoes and my Swerve.
Beautiful place to put it. But I mean, an awesome set. Super cool, man. And just fantastic job. I'm so pumped. I'm going to be like a kid in the candy store later.
It's a shame we never got a Hardys versus Briscoes match.
I think they did it in Ring of Honor way back when.
Does that count?
It counts. It counts. It definitely counts. Well, a lot of the retreat matches happened in Ring of Honor before AEW was here.
Oh, that's true.
That is cool. You got to count it. Definitely count it. Book them, Dano.
Of course it does. Anything else, or are we up to the main event?
I mean, that's all I got so far. It was loaded. I can't wait to open these bad boys up, honestly. All right.
Okay, a lot of pictures from you on Instagram this week. Hopefully,
I got to dig out so much that I just put away, which is even more fun. So I got a lot of fun going on.
I know that feeling.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's get
to the main event.
That guy's got a good voice.
He does. We'll talk about it like real quick. Me and Mike texting each other. Mike, I got a package coming from Mattel. Mike's like, I do too. And it's not coming from Mattel Creations. I checked my Mattel Creations. Nothing shipped. I'm like, what could this be?
It was the CM Punk.
I was hoping.
That was quick. That was a good turnaround. Nobody else. I was looking all over the forums. I was looking all over the Major Pod. I was looking all over Instagram. It was like the New Day. I was like,
I still need to get that as a drop in here. I really want to do that.
I love it. But man, what a surprise. What a delight.
I mean, it's an amazing thing, but we get to share it with you.
Oh, yeah. Look at it. In stereo.
Yeah, man. Look how beautiful the set is. Like, I took pictures of the packaging so I could post them up on Instagram for you guys to see everything.
So good. Yeah.
And if you were here like 6 months ago, Matt Goldberg opened it before anybody else on our show.
Yeah.
But what a great packaging it is. It's fun. It feels special.
Hey, you know what? It looks so cool. I love the star background and everything. A nice, well-designed package.
Closer now. And if you look closely, if you listen, you can hear some fig hands are loose on the bottom of the box.
Ooh, not mine.
Mine fell out, but that's okay because I'm opening it. I have another one or two coming. I don't remember how many I ordered.
Get a little ASMR going.
I hope I only had one of them ordered. Not two.
You got to do the tape. I knew something was messed up because I unfortunately did not order
it. Oh, wow.
I was curious to see what was in that box, man.
You open the box, look how much thicker.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. That's awesome, man. So we're still in absolute ultimate packaging, which is great.
Absolutely. So like it will fit right on your ultimate shelf, like my ultimate shelf, depending on if you want to put it in that box, if you want to put it in this box. I wish I had taken some photos of this box. I didn't know.
Wow.
A whole nother awesome box underneath.
Listen, you ain't joking. This looks great. So I such an iconic
moment
too for HBK, man. I mean, and gear. I mean, this is the gear everybody's always really, really looked forward to, I think. And to have it in ultimate form, man, it's such a look at the gold is stunning on these.
Yeah, man, they really knocked it out of the park. Let's
Yeah, I'm just throwing this out there for all the packaging. You know, AEW does a great job with that gold. I like the gold on the packages. I mean, classic superstars.
Yeah.
It's got a nice pop to it. I'm being very careful with my tape. We're just doing some slicing going on over here. Slicing like Mike Tyson.
Slicing tape. Usually he just goes for it and lets it all rip.
Not with this beautiful bad boy. Comic-Con collectibles. I'm even mad I peeled the tape on the actually outside boxes. It kind of damaged it a little bit. But we're rocking it out. Look at yeah. The Heartbreak Kid on the top. The Boyhood Dream.
One more piece of tape. Oh, wow. How'd you get yours three tapes open already?
Oh, I took a razor, too. nice and gentle. The Boyhood Dream come true.
There we go. Oh, look at this over here. I don't know, Mike, showing you that. I'll show you guys this.
You show me yours.
What does that say, Mike? Can you read
that? In the ultimate WWE action, it's the ultimate WWE action figure that you always wanted, featuring advanced articulation, multiple swappable parts. Ultimate edition figures allow you to capture memorable superstar moments, recreate authentic entrance poses, epic mid-match comebacks, and signature finishing moves in ultimate realistic detail from WWE Ultimate Action Figures. These are great. How this box is thicker too, because just to adjust for the posing.
Yeah, exactly.
Premium item. Feels premium.
You go when you open it. I got to be careful. Look, there's the hand laying in the bottom.
Look, he's thumbs up it too.
Thumbs up.
There he goes. He's ziplining across the screen. Ooh.
Oh, I see the extra hands are actually behind the package.
Yeah, that's a nice touch, though. I'm a big fan of that.
I love it. Nice and clean.
Take that little... Ooh! Look at how nicely it's packed in there.
Dude, really? Yeah.
Very, very cool. You guys get your hands, your extra arms.
How it is behind there. How cool is that?
Yeah, ponytail, extra heads.
Extra arms. That's really cool. It's really, really cool. I'm gonna put this hand back in here.
You know, you means business when you got the ponytail piece.
Yeah. And it's nice. You won't get these hands confused with anybody else's hands.
You gonna catch these hands? You gonna catch these hands?
Uh huh. Okay. There we go. This feels like a heavy figure too, Mike. Doesn't it?
It does. It's like I said. It's very. It feels very premium. We're getting crazy. We're getting rowdy right now. We're taking everything out. I can hear the music.
The pants look amazing. Holy smokes.
This might be one of my favorite packages from an ultimate because it's so clean and easy to open. Not wild.
I absolutely agree.
And we got the cool little piece of fabricated cardboard rope. You know, actually, it means business when me and you are both opening the same figure.
Yeah.
It's a rarity here.
I mean, the boom. Nice. Holy
smokes. Super clean, man. Nice, easy removal from the package, too.
You go.
Except for the top part, you're getting full blown ASMR over here. So there you go.
Nice details on the back of the jacket with the
phone. The base, man. I got mine open quicker. You got yours out of the packaging quicker.
It's just a great freaking figure, man. It really is. Whoa. Talk about a figure of the year contender.
I mean, we're stocked right now with figures. It's insane. We got so many good ones this year, and they're still coming. There you go. There's a little pulley system. I will be adding my own rope into. but it looks cool.
I'm going to take his pants off for a second because there's Velcro on the back. That's cool. But his legs don't feel right to me, so I want to check out his legs.
No, you got to check out the legs.
I think they just might need to be posed a little better.
Yeah, a little love here and there, but as you were showing off.
I'll show you. Look at the legs right now. I think they just maybe have to be pushed back into socket.
Oh, yeah, he's got the displacing joints. Yeah. Dude, I love
back in.
Love the attention to detail on the top piece. You know what the hell you'd call that, but the entrance gear, it looks phenomenal, man. So right, clean.
No issue at all. That's all. They were just the way they were meant to be.
Yeah. Dude, such an awesome figure. Let's take this top piece off. I know Matt Goldberg said it was really hard to get back on, but I'm a gambler.
My arms come off. It shouldn't be too bad. Actually, just take his head and arms off, and you can probably just slide it up.
You got to love Ultimates, right? I'm all blurry.
Good. So.
Boom.
Well, Sean.
The second I was taking it out of the package, I was like, man.
I love this figure.
I can hear the theme song. I could feel the theme song.
Like his other fan takeover figure was amazing as well.
Yeah.
What I do with the other stuff? What I do? I don't know where I stuck his head in everything. All the other extra heads.
It's ding. All right. Let's put the regular arms on. Let's have some fun with this. While we're taking him out of the gear.
Here's the sad face, Sean, from when he wins the title.
Surprising, no title belt.
I know, I was thinking that.
It was a weird missing piece, but understandable. It's supposed to be pre-match, not in the match. Trying to get that bad boy up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at him. He's got his eyes closed.
When you can pose him with the title.
Dude, this looks like a better Bret Hart head than any of the Bret Hart.
I feel like that last one was pretty good from that WrestleMania.
It was really good. I like the joke, but it was good. It was really good.
And then, got the ponytail.
Yeah, that's what we're slapping on right now on this bad boy. And the cool part, I love the ponytail accessories. I think that's such a cool idea.
And then you just take the ponytail out and you can just snap it in place.
You got no hands. You got the tattoo. Rocking the details. Let's slap some hands on.
We just stick the ponytail right in the hole.
Right in the hole. It's thick ponytail.
It is.
Thank God for the RVD for them to try that out.
Yeah. Did you get your hair in?
I got my hair in. There you go.
No.
It hangs out a little bit. See, look, it looks like a wave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a cool.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Great little piece. Cool. Yeah.
You could be doing a flying elbow drop, and the hair is just flying in the back.
There you go. Maybe a sweet chin music. Here, let's get these pants. I love the details on the. Like he's got the belt buckle on the back of the pants.
Yeah, I know. I love it. A nice Velcro on it.
Yeah.
Comes right off nice and easy. It's easy to seal back up.
It gives me awesome HBK vibes from the Finding Moments, man. Like the pants gives me that kind of feel. Very, very cool.
I think I like this head. I think I might stick with this head.
It's a good one. Absolute good one.
I mean, you can't go wrong with any of them.
No, and if you're feeling lost, that would be the good one to put on it.
I love it.
It looks good, man. Super, super awesome.
I love it. All the extra arms, the extra hands.
Trying to get the pants off a little. It's not as easy as it was in the early 90s to get HBK's pants off.
Oh, wait, what?
We got to wait until the sun comes out.
Oh, yeah, now the hair goes in easier. Once you stick
there
it in,
we go.
Going back in a lot easier.
Yeah, see, this displacing hips, man, they throw you off a little bit.
So yours too, huh? Yeah. I think it's just the way they had it posed in the box, so you just got to pop them back in.
You know what I love about this? Knee pads.
Oh?
Knee pads, man. We're rocking and rolling. Yeah, dude, what a great-looking HBK, though, man.
Now, how hard was it to get the top off? Was it easy?
It was not hard at all.
Okay.
It also has
the arms off. It'll slide right.
Right here, there's clips as well.
Okay.
Pulling it over the top was a little hard, but I did take off that back piece.
Okay.
Which is easy. Look at that. It goes right back in. It's not like a hardcore title, you know. Right. It goes right back together. But I just noticed the ponytail comes off on this one too.
Oh wow.
So you got double ponytail action. So you can put them, you know, laying down like that, and you can flip it up, and it looks cool, man.
Also, this opens up the piece?
Yes.
Oh yeah, wow.
Here we go in full blown super kick motion. He's rolling.
Low when you're taking this stuff apart, guys.
Yeah, patience. You know, you don't want to get too crazy and break them.
No.
Especially because he's a, you know, limited edition. Super kick. Bah. Looks cool though. Dig the details, man. And I was always a big fan of this gear too. That white and gold's got such a nice vibe to it.
Really does.
Heartbreak Kid on the back.
Like, I don't even know if I ever asked you this question or not.
Yeah.
But are you more Sean or are you more Brett?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? Controversial take. I'm a Shawn Michaels guy.
I don't think it's controversial. I'm a Shawn Michaels guy, too.
I love Bret Hart. Bret Hart in ring, much better, but Shawn Michaels, the character.
I agree.
Ain't no way you could beat that.
No. I agree 100%. This is exactly my take.
I know a lot of people are Brett guys, so I understand it.
I get it. Hey, listen, Brett was great in a ring. I'm not taking anything away from Brett.
If it was Montreal Screwjob Day, and it was like, hey man, you got to pick one or the other, I would have went Sean.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yes, thanks Goldberg. Be careful taking his entrance vest on and off because the thin chains on it. Yes. Absolutely. And it is, they are thin. Let me get that zoom back up. But, you know, you don't want it to be goofy looking.
No. Nope. That's great, man. It's,
see, those are the chains right there. I could see the chains being a pain. Yeah. Maybe rip it, but they did such a good job with how thick the material is. And I don't really think it's that big of an issue.
No,
as long as you're gentle with it, because that's the whole thing. You know, you got to be gentle and patient with these things. I love the detail on this.
Now let me ask you a question. Would you rather a figure like this is a Comic-Con exclusive?
Ooh.
Or do you rather the crossover type figures?
You know what? That's a hard one. Crossovers, it seems like that's Comic-Con's the perfect timing for those.
Yeah.
But I do like having some of these figures too. Like this is cool. This is it was a nice change of pace too, I think. Because we had so many character Comic-Con exclusives in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it. I like it. I'm digging it.
It's funny. My other ponytail fell off there. It doesn't even mean it to.
Not the ponytail. Matt says hello, by the way. He said, sorry. No, you're all good, Matt. We appreciate the kind words. We appreciate everything, man. It's good to see you. Happy to have you in the chat. What do you got? What are you taking apart?
What?
I'm opening Mick Foley while we're sitting.
Are you opening another one? I'm still playing with Sean.
You know, I know I need Sean. He's got to have somebody to super kick.
Dude.
Oh.
He's my boy toy.
He's the boy toy's boy toy.
Yes.
while we're screwing around, Mick Foley's have a nice day on one side and then Mrs. Foley's baby boy on the bottom. Gotta love it, man.
I love how when the hair goes in, look at this. You can see the rubber band holding the hair.
Yeah.
He really wears. That's a good little detail.
You know what? I'm impressed that we got two different ponytails too, because it's like the action ponytail is very cool.
Yeah.
Now I do want to take a moment to call out this one of these Mick Foley heads, because I've seen a lot of people giving it some shit online.
What?
There's the Foley comes with three different heads, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people giving shit to this one, but this is like I won. Mick Foley hair, and I don't want, you know, you gotta talk about it a little bit because it's not that goofy. This head right here.
I love it.
People are like, what is this head supposed to represent? This is like the very, you could bloody this one up a little bit, make it a Royal Rumble Mick Foley. If this is like, I got defeated, I just won the match Foley. It looks great. Yeah.
That's great. I love the Sean figure. I'm still like, now let's see how hard it is. I'm going to try putting the top back on.
You do that. I'm going to keep playing with these Foley heads. I just check this one out. This one's awesome. He's got the tongue sideways. So happy to have this. Mick Foley in ultimate form. I remember this was on our wish list,
dude, you know,
a few years back.
I know. And now we finally got it.
We got rocking out. He's got the tie. Dude, this is a great Mick Foley.
Mike, does this part open up at all on the bottom of this or no?
Yeah, I think these squares come off, but let me test it before you test it. Yes.
Oh, they do? Both sides? Oh, yeah, they do.
They do. Would I take both off? Probably not.
Make it go on easier. Oh, it's right back on. Very, very easy.
Very nice.
And then you can just plug this back in.
But yeah, right. mine clip pretty decently back in. Nope. So it comes off. It comes off easy, but it also, I think the paint was holding it together, so it was a little more stiff, but that came, it clipped pretty well back together. But yes, go back to some Mick Foley love. Look at I like how they did the shirt.
Like, I tell you, Shawn Michaels got some of the best figures.
Shawn Michaels does. Well, deservingly, though, too.
I love that Shawn Michaels, the fan takeover, the red one from Amazon, such one of my favorite figures.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The tie is adjustable on the Foley. Yeah. I did not know that. It just pulled on it and it went down a little bit. That's awesome. So good. What a unique thing to have. Let me pull this focus back up so I can back out. There we go. We got Mixter. This is great though. The shirt Velcro's on the back, and this is the most accurate Mick Foley. You know why?
Why?
Because he's got really real life displacing hips. After that Hell in the Cell bump. But this is great, man. Such a cool figure. Such an iconic Mankind, man. Me too, man. I'm really digging it.
I love it. I love that Mankind figure.
We got an Ultimate Edition Mr. Sacco.
Ultimate
fully Mr. articulated.
Just to show you, he's back together, how easy it was. I got That's him great. Back together. I got the arms back on. I got the vest.
It's not too crazy.
That's really cool. I love it. What a great job. Thank you, Mattel, for like sending us these. Dude,
absolutely. Very rarely do we get the rub, you know, but I'm taking it, man. It was awesome.
Absolutely. Much appreciated. Love the figure.
So the HBK vest opens here on this back button and then down here.
Wait, did I put mine on backwards? Is it on backwards, mine?
Yes, it is. You wouldn't even notice.
You said that.
It opens up in two spots. Three, actually, because I think this spot comes off too. So you could completely take this off if you wanted to.
Okay.
But it goes right back.
I'll do it over again. I got to put it on. Okay. I'm not going to do it right now. I already took it apart twice and put it together twice. So I got to do it. I can't leave it like this. It's going to drive me nuts. Yeah. I lied.
You get the intro. Oh, dick.
Sweet chin music.
Yeah.
Something before the Young Bucks ruin that move.
Somebody was bound to do it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's not just a super kick. It's every finishing move in wrestling anymore.
I mean, that's finishers in general. Yeah. We'll go with that. Dude, this is such a great HBK, though.
I like it when a finisher is, when you put it on the right way, it even closes back in better, or maybe because I did it twice, but I turned it around in no time.
Yeah, got it back on. See, and if you take off that other snap, you don't even got to take apart the whole figure. Might have to pop the head off.
Yeah, it's popped the head off and you top the arms off and it comes right off. Slide it right up.
Yeah.
Just be delicate with it. Don't be.
No, it's not, it's not me opening up a Chase figure.
Well, I'm telling everybody. I get it. Just be delicate if you're going to open it.
There you go.
It's a great figure. So
back to back, we're snapping together. Ooh, that's a good call, Matt. He said his, he had to put it over the top.
Mine went right back
in. Look, it snaps right back in. You can't even tell the bottom piece comes off.
All right. And here we go.
They did such a good job on this.
Loving it.
The hairpiece accessories, man.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, yeah. Let's put the hair back on. I love it. It's like a kid on Christmas morning with this.
No, you ripped Matt. Matt ripped his. That's an absolute shame. Never fun.
You gotta be careful. Holy smokes, we got 25 new messages here.
We're rocking, man.
Well, ours opened up, but it was very easy.
Yeah. See, mine's falling off a little bit.
Guys, I would expect that their HBK should be shipping any day now from Mattel Creations if we got ours.
Yeah, I heard that it was going out pretty soon. There we go. See, it just goes right back in, though.
But I love how easy the arms posed. Imagine I put the hands in there and the title and the head face, and he's posed like he just beat Bret Hart for the WWE title.
It's crazy, man. This is such a good figure.
It's so great.
There's the chaps. The chaps look great. Great detail, man.
Like, you wouldn't even know the hair comes out if you didn't know.
Yeah. Seamless.
Yeah.
It's good. We're going to pull that one off, and we're going to put that on this one.
What a great, great figure, man. What a great... To me, I mean, I like the crossovers too, but if the only way to get is a more detailed figure like this is through Comic-Con, I'm all for this.
Listen, exclusives are exclusives no matter what.
Start getting some like WrestleMania weekend exclusives. Like,
that would be cool.
What would that be? Like, I would love that. So,
dude, such a great.
Oh, the Fig God.
Yeah.
Mattel has their favorites. Oh, they're talking about us. I just got it. I don't think we're their favorites. We just love wrestling figures. That's it.
We do. That's it. So, you got this one for he's like doing the jump.
Oh, wow.
You know, he's doing the big splash.
Elbow drop. There's so much you could do with that.
Oh, yeah. We could definitely rock an elbow. Let's do bam, bam.
And real quick, I know we showed this off when Goldberg came on the show with us, but I'll show off the piece.
There you go. There's your elbow drop.
Wow, that looks phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, I kept the little string in mine.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it in mine, too.
Why not, right? It's so cool, though. I'm a big fan. I'm digging this, man. This is such a unique.
Thanks for telling me. I'm trying to pull it through. I'm like, why isn't it pulling? It's taped. Yeah, oh, wow.
HBK stole Mankind's mask.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Goofy.
Here it is. We answered this when Goldberg was on, but look, watch this, Mike.
It's awesome. So, so cool.
We're going to attach Sean. Where does Sean get attached to on this? Do you know?
Oh, it's by the hands here. Let's
by the hands?
I'm not going to put my whole...
What do you mean by the hands?
Get up back on here. I got you. We're going to slap him. Just putting the arms back on from the dress piece, but not the whole dress piece.
I want to know how to attach him to this so I can have him slide down to my wrestling ring. Really, really cool. Oh, is that how he does it? Just
yeah.
How he came in? No, he had to have more of attachment at WrestleMania.
No, he definitely had what's it called? Like a harness on, but you couldn't tell.
Well, let's see. Don't come out. Don't come out.
See, there we go.
All right.
HBK on the harness.
Woo. You guys ready for this? You ready, Mike?
We're having a blast over here. This is the high quality Fig Guys content that you all
watch us play with our figures.
Right? What's the best? This is cool, though, man.
It's very nice cool. I love it, man. Kudos to Bill, to Steve, to everybody at Mattel. Great figure. Comic-Con exclusive. Absolutely love it.
Dude, this would be cool just to hang on your shelf and pose it like that and just have them doing
I have a WrestleMania shelf with my figures. That's all like attire from WrestleManias.
Yeah.
Like, hang it from the top of the shelf just like that.
I love the articulation.
I think I'm going to do that. That's what I think I'm going to do.
It's a great idea. I like mid. I like in match HBK. So this
makes, makes me want to go watch this match again. When is the last time you watched this match?
It's definitely been a couple years for sure. Oh, it's so awesome, though. What a great figure.
Sometimes I listen to some of those shows that have like the Extra Cooler show that I love, and it makes me want to go back and watch the old stuff.
Yeah. So. Oh, you gotta love it. Love the jumping air. This is so good.
You're so good at posing him. I stink at it.
I'm coming right at
him. So cool. Dude, like, what about somebody pulling him by the hair and he could be screaming?
Or, oh, he's got the mandible claw.
There you go.
It works. It's great.
What a fun episode. We got to open a lot of new toys.
Yeah. I'm astonished that the tie works on McFoley. It's so cool. Such a great little add-on, man. It's an ultimate edition of Fig Guys, I'm telling you.
Ultimate edition. Ultimate to some of my favorites. So
yeah, no, it's cool. And I got AW. I got so much open still.
Lots of pictures.
Yes, lots of pictures this week. Dude, this still can't get over how great.
Fig God said the Mankind mask would probably look good on an unmasked Kane. That's probably true.
So. Dude, it's a great mask. It looks good on this HBK.
So good too, like. Wow, what, it's so good. Such a great figure.
You take the ponytail off, you get yourself a what could have been. What if? What if they gave HBK the Mankind gimmick? So cool, man.
What a great figure. All right.
Yeah.
Any comments before we head out of here for the week? Are we missing anything?
I'm ultimately excited to take some photos this week.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I wish I would have got to photograph the box before we opened it. I didn't know there was an inside box, inside of the outside box.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping them. I can just close it up and put it back in.
These are ultimates I'll cherish forever. I'm keeping all the boxes.
I have too many boxes saved.
That never happens with me. I'm always throwing my stuff.
I start to run out of room, and it's like, all right, time to throw them out.
Yeah.
So I try.
Yeah, it's good. The iconic. Yeah. HBK entrance. So good.
I don't know what you're referring to. It's a kid show.
You've never seen that?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that.
DX Shawn Michaels. We're getting a little, we're breaking the PG phone.
Shawn Michaels.
He's singing. He's a karaoke night, Shawn Michaels.
Or being a Christian.
Yeah. He's just he's singing Rock the Casbah. It's his favorite song.
Mike, I guess it's time to head on out of here for another week. We'll be back next.
Look, the hour flies by every time we do this. I'm telling you.
We'll be discussing the Ringside Fest, which is on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Check it out on Ringside's YouTube channel. You don't want to miss it. There's going to be reveals. He'll have Liv Morgan on. We know Bron Breakker is going to be on, so I would assume that means we're getting new figures of both of them. So
I can't wait.
Stay tuned. Let's get it out there now. Hopefully it's some new, an exclusive two-pack.
Yeah.
The two-pack from Ringside? Yes, please. So
I'm looking forward to all the stuff coming on this Thursday. And I'm looking forward. I got to go check out that Thanksgiving sale, too, over at Ringside.
Yeah, you do.
Before Black Friday hits and then Cyber Monday. We're loaded. Next week is go time for us collectors, man. It's going to be a good time.
I'm telling you, Ringside clears out all the stuff that's not sold for a year.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Guys, there's a bunch of toy drives going on. Also, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast is having one. The Case Fresh Podcast is having one. So donate a toy today. Like, there are some dirt cheap wrestling figures. You can make a little kid happy. So
you can make us happy.
I'll be making a donation towards the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast or the Case Fresh Podcast. So
Absolutely. So. Man, what a great fig, guys. Had a blast.
You know what I named the episode, Mike?
What'd you name it?
The Heartbreak Fig Kids.
Ooh, I like it.
So,
boom.
There we go. Mankind. What a look at his tongue coming through the tooth. I love it.
Such a great for the Mick Foley mark. I am. I love it.
I love it. Mick might be my number three behind Macho and Savage. Well, Punk might be.
How can you? There's too many.
My one and two are definitely Piper and Savage, and then after that, it could change daily. Yeah. Because I love Mick and I love Punk. Like, it's so hard to...
We have a few coastline Mount Rushmores. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Yep. So...
Well, I love it. Leave it on Mick.
I absolutely love it. That's it. All right.
He's chilling.
Mike, plug yourself. Well, tell the people where to follow you before we get out.
You know where to follow me, at Mike Bellcast, wherever you find your Mike Bellcasters. No, don't be mistaken. This is not Mick Foley talking. This is me. I'm behind the man in the mask. Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm everywhere you can find me. Instagram. You know what he's missing? He's missing hair on his arms.
burnt off.
We got next Mankind Ultimate, all right?
Hey guys, you can follow me at the OG Fig Kid on Instagram, or just follow the Fig Guys on social. We're at Official Fig Guys, as you can see in the lower corner. We're at Official Fig Guys everywhere. And if you just want to go to the website and get all of our links, just go to thefigguys.com. Everything is there. That's it. Until next week, for Mike, it's Tom. And